Logic IT is a proactive, preventative, and responsive technology advisor. If you need cloud services, network security, unified communications, strategic guidance, and consultation, then you should give Team Logic IT a call today. 727-275-2752 or visit TLITClearwater.com. Call Team Logic's highly skilled technicians. 727-275-2752. Companies that rely on technology rely on Team Logic IT. Do you have documents written in another language and you don't speak or read that language? Then the great people at Eco4 Translations Florida are who you need. Eco4 Translations Florida has been an award-winning language service provider since 1991. Personal documents, legal documents, academic documents, even medical, business, and immigration documents in up to 72 different languages. That's right, 72 different languages. Eco4 Translations Florida, certified government translation service with reliability you can trust. Visit translationsflorida.us or call 786-654-4464. Confidential and secure, official document translation online with 100% acceptance rate. Highest quality service guaranteed. Eco4 Translations Florida, 786-654-4464 or translationsflorida.us.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Wow, that's something, huh? Another one in the books. 106.1 FM Pinellas, 104.3 Tampa. Hey, we just had this lady that she's the Team Logic. She's something else. But this thing is, that's where it's at today. It's someone like that. If you have the right strategy with your computer system and have the right technology, it's the difference between losing money and making money. In A-Team Logic, we just ran their commercial. We're going to run it again once we find that Beth is tuned in. But I want to let you know that is a fantastic company. A-Team Logic. They're proactive, they're responsive, they keep you updated with 2021 technology, and they're going to make it so your business runs smoothly, professionally, and nothing's going to happen wrong like some of the stuff they do is pretty cool. They have a cloud service, mobility, network security, business continuity, strategies and guidance on consultation. I think that's the most important. And their technicians are highly skilled technicians. They help. That's what they're there for. They're a network operating center. Think of that. A-Team Logic. Anyhow, we're going to be talking with Beth hopefully later. And then right now, what do we got going on? We got, is Gary on?
Mike on the line from Demean Refrigeration.
Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
There you go. The icon is on the radio. So we got in the studio. I wish you can go online because you can make some money. We got some guest, an antique shop. He's going to be putting stuff up, and he has one gadget. Remember Ralph Crandon?
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
Yes, well, he has the handy dandy tool over here, and it reminded me of Jackie Gleason. You know, we were going to surprise you and have a special guest, but he couldn't make it. So we're not going to tell you. But we're going to be calling you in the next 3 weeks, someone that's really close to you.
Okay.
But they couldn't make it. Yeah, they called me yesterday and said they couldn't make it. But they have your best interest, what they're doing. But it's a good friend of yours. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Anyhow, it seems like I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Are you too?
Yeah.
You hear it? Yeah, we got hit by electricity.
Lightning.
Not electricity.
We got hit by lightning, and actually there's only one line. The tower actually got hit.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Kind of crazy. So we have technicians here right now working on it. So what's going on at Dunedin Refrigeration, Mike?
It's February. February's kind of a laid back kind of month, you know. The weather's mild, so this is the time we get to relax a little bit and get ready for the summer run.
When does that start?
Usually as soon as we start to hit in the low 80s.
Well,
so I've seen it happen in late February, late March, you know.
Well, guess what we hired to do for you? We hired someone. Guess what? If you can guess what it is, you get the $50. You're up to like $200 we owe you, so this would make it $250. So,
okay, tell me the question one more time.
It's somebody we hired to do something for you that's going to be done today for you.
If someone... I'm getting pretty bad feedback.
But it's somebody we hired that's a professional... Has to do with radio, I'll give you a hint. And he did something in your honor.
Did something in my honor?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to name who it is?
Well, then you really get 250, double your money. Yeah, and he's working on it right now. But anyhow, do you want to guess or what he does for a living? You can do that.
No.
Take a guess. He could be a dog catcher. Take a guess.
Take a guess. Someone to advertise for me.
That's it. I don't know how you figured that out, but you weren't born last night.
Yeah.
So what he's in, he's a jingle guy.
A jingle guy.
Right. He does jingles for commercials, and he's an award-winning jingle guy.
Yeah.
And do you have it done for the Dunedin Refrigeration, my friend?
No, I don't.
Well, do you have... what's your first name? Let me introduce you. Huh?
Carrie.
Carrie, tell them your background and, like, what you do.
Well, I will absolutely tell them my background, and then when my iPad stops not doing anything, I can actually play something that I actually put together, knowing you had asked me, I guess, the other night, hey, put something together for Mike. He's going to be on the show. But so I have, since 1985, I have been writing jingles for businesses large and small all across the country, from right here in Pinellas County. And I just something that I'm passionate about helping people, what I like to say is make their first impression a lasting impression. Because at the end of the day, if tonight it gets hot and your AC is not working, you want to be the first name that somebody thinks of. And
Dunedin Refrigeration, you should have said the name.
Well, I'm going to sing it if I can get this
song. Oh, you're going to really sing a song?
I'm going to sing it if I can get this.
Oh, thing. My okay. God. This is even better than I thought, Mike.
But
all right.
I've never.
We're going to sing a Dunedin Refrigeration song. Has that ever been done for you before?
No, that has never been done.
See, I always like to be the first, Mike.
That's all right.
Wait a minute, we're getting somewhere.
You always remember the first.
Can I possibly interrupt? I'm very sorry. Just to make an announcement, we've had two callers just try to call us. We have the lightning problem. The board got struck by lightning on Sunday. We can only have one caller on the line at a time, and so when you're calling right now, it's ringing, but we can't answer you, so I'm so sorry. Try to call back soon.
Soon. See that? But as long as we have Mike on, that's all that matters. Right? Right. Okay. So anyhow,
I'm in my own mind. Yeah.
Yes. But he's going to sing a song. So Adam is the antique guy.
That's me.
Right? Do you like antiques, Mike? Like stuff from the past? Like, are you into that? Like to see stuff from the 1800s, 1700s, or even the 20s? Does that interest you, photos and things of that nature?
Yeah. It's amazing when you're thinking of this happened, you know, 150 years ago or something. You know, it is amazing.
You know, and I go to the Dunedin Community Center, right? And
yeah.
They have all these old photos there from the early 1900s and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I really get a kick out of it. I'm thinking to myself, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
You know? They're not thinking about computers. I do know that.
Oh, sure not.
No, that's for sure.
You know, we just did a thing where for the Boy Scouts, it was a very successful. For Dunedin Scouts, it was February 8th. And what we did, Mike, was a 100-year capsule that was buried.
Nice.
And we opened it up, and it was just really, that's when you think of antiques, right?
Who was in it?
That was that on Skinner.
Okay.
It was the oldest, Gary, I don't know if Gary's on, because we're having trouble getting him on. He can explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it had all neat stuff in it from the early 100 years, what would it be, 1921, right?
That's right, of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was Dunedin Scouts, so it was kind of a neat thing, yeah. 100-year capsule.
Was it like this huge cylinder?
Yes.
It was?
Yes. That's what it was.
No gold bricks in there?
No.
No.
Okay. No. No, and think about it, too. Could a disease, you know, because of corona, this goes through your head?
Yeah.
Could the disease or something be in there that could opened up? And it all started in Dunedin? What do you think, Mike?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah. The city will be famous, but not for the right thing.
Yeah, so it was kind of neat. And you being a Dunedin man, you know, that would have been something you would have probably enjoyed being at.
I'll tell you what's kind of cool is out at Dunedin Golf Club, they have pictures. You know, the place opened in 1927, and they have pictures of, like, Babe Ruth and all of these different people that have played there. You know, and you're thinking, man, I'm standing in the same spot Babe Ruth was.
Right.
You know, it's...
And probably, you know, who, too?
I love that kind of stuff.
Who was the guy from Chicago that was the famous mobster?
Al Capone.
Al Capone, yeah. He lived in this area, too. He would travel the golf courses, too.
He'd go down to St. Pete, they said, a lot.
Yes.
He'd be in St. Petersburg. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was the famous gangster. The wise guy, mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
So that's kind of neat stuff. So you do see those photos. And then this is what, tell them what you do, if you don't mind, Mr. Adam.
I sell antiques. We do everything from antiquities, 17th century, 18th, 19th, 20th century. We do it all. Anything that I think is like has merit and is beautiful, we try and find it. And we never know what's going to come into the shop.
Right. So what do you think of that, Mike? Would you like to go see his shop sometime?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Give him your address where you're located.
Okay, it's Red Rooster Antiques, and we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, just before the Palm Harbor line, just before Curlew.
Well, okay.
Yeah. You said it was 30113 North Highway 19?
That's correct.
All right.
And we'd love to see everybody come in, and we're looking forward to it. There's people coming in all the time, and it's really great.
Give a landmark. I think that's better.
Okay, we're right across the street from Home Depot, and we're right next to Dan's Fan.
Oh, well, everybody knows Dan Fans.
Dan's Fan City.
That's it.
I gotta jump in because Dan's Fan City, I'm going to say in early 90s, I wrote their jingle, and it went, Dan's Fan City, we're buying a fan as a breeze.
Do you want to hear mine, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to start an orange, you know how they have yellow cab?
Yeah.
Think of a jingle for orange cab. I'm going to give you the best one of all time.
Because
I'm a narcissist. Orange cab, right? Because think, we're oranges here.
Yeah, orange and glad you called.
Yeah, here you go. Call 1-800, you're right, by the way. You ready, Mike? Give me my 1 to 10. Call 1-800-ORANGE. Aren't you ready for an orange cab? Call 1-800-ORANGE. Aren't you ready for an orange cab? Huh?
Yeah, when you need to squeeze out a ride.
That's it. We got the juice.
That's it.
Mike, help us.
We got the juice to get you home.
We got the juice to get you home. Anything else?
Did you want to hear his little melody?
We don't even have pits. We get the pits
there
out.
There you go.
Right. So you ready? Do you have mics ready?
Maybe. I'm having a
Does
little...
he have the song? Like the music?
No,
is there music?
I'm gonna see if it'll... I don't know if the mic will pick it up.
If you have music, you can send it to Tommy, which he can play if you email it.
I don't know. Will I hear it? Because I'm going to sing it live.
Yes.
I'm going to sing live. Well, tell me if you can hear this on the mic.
You ready? Okay. You ready, Mike? In dedication of Dunning Refrigeration.
Can you hear that music? All right, so I'm just going to sing a little intro and outro, and it goes like this. Dunedin Refrigeration, improve the quality of your indoor air. Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares. You know, for over 40 years here in our community, when you've needed to improve your indoor air quality from someone you know, someone who's a neighbor, a friend, there's only one name. Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares.
Wow!
Bravo! What do you think, Mike?
That was very good.
I think that's great.
That's great.
Well, that really was good, huh?
It was good.
That was better than I thought.
You know, if people turn on the radio, they think this...
I want to hire you for a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, we have the best. No one beats Tommy now.
No, Tommy's amazing.
Tommy's amazing.
Tommy.
Let's beat him, Tommy. Show him what we do. Do the Frank's commercial. Frankie, we're going to beat him. He's no good. No one beats my Tommy.
So I want to take my first guess on it, what this could possibly be. I get three guesses?
You get three guesses, and I'm going to give you three explanations.
I wish Mike could go on.
My first guess is...
No, I'm going to tell you what it is, and then you have to tell me what you think it is.
Oh, okay.
It looks like, remember that gadget that Jackie Gleason had, the handy-dandy opener?
Okay.
Remember that, yeah, Mike?
Okay, this is the first A. It's a medical instrument to hold a finger during an operation in the Victorian times because they didn't have anesthesia and they had to work on it. People would jerk away, so this would hold it, their finger taut while they were working on it.
No.
That's
wow.
A.
No.
B, it's for a fancy dinner party where they would stick the end part of a leg of lamb in, so while they were carving it, it would hold it in place. That's B. And C, it was to hold the hem of a woman's dress in the Victorian times so they wouldn't get mud on it. So they would hold it up. So they didn't have to hold their dress up. They would just hold that up. you gotta clamp it.
Yeah.
So anyhow, let me ask you a question. What is the, and I don't know, and this is when I got into an argument with a guy on a radio show.
You did.
And, he told me that something he asked me about what happened in the 50s with the communism, and I was arguing with him, and he said, since I didn't know that, I was stupid, and he hung up on me, right? So this is
there we go.
This is the same thing.
There we go. You're not going to get any mud on your dress.
Wait, I completely spaced out what the second option was.
The second option is it was to hold a leg of lamb while you were carving it. The first is a medical instrument, so
no,
you don't...
No, I've already decided. It's not one. I think it's actually... Because look at the end of it. It looks like something from a silverware set. I think it's the lamb.
You think
am
it's
I allowed
the lamb?
To guess?
Mike, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is the Victorian times? I don't know. So I'll be first to tell you, I don't know.
1897 to... 1837.
I'm asking Mike, Adam.
Are you asking him? Oh, okay.
But anyhow, that's good. I'm glad you told us. But what year is the Victorian times?
1837
exactly
to 1901.
Exactly what Mike was going to say to win $50.
That's right.
It said he called a friend. But did you know that? That was why is it called Victorian times? That
because it started with Victoria's reign in 1837, and when she died in 1901, it ended.
Oh.
Then you had the Edwardian age after that. But that's a long period of time.
What's the Edwardian age?
1901 to 1910.
Wow. So this would be, what year is this?
This is probably from maybe 1890.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Okay.
So does that mean we're in the Elizabethan
age? Wow, they can actually make this?
No, that's way back.
It is sterling silver, correct?
I think the handle's sterling silver. I think the rest of it's surgical, like steel.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
These guys were really good. Whoever did this was talented because you can't even see.
So you have to tell me if it's A, B, or C.
I think it's the thing to hold the pork chop.
You think? Are you kidding me?
I'm going with the pork chop. Mike, what are you going think? With?
Well, I can't see it. So.
I'm going to go out of the box and say C.
To hold the lady's dress?
Yes, because it held my dress just fine.
Okay, well, here it goes. Drum roll. It's to hold a leg of lamb.
Yeah. There you go.
Actually, I told you.
I
did figure that because it does look like silverware. I totally agree.
The handle.
The thing
wow.
is,
so
I've seen surgical instruments, and they did have silver-plated
Can you, Mike, do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
Would you mind if we took a picture and sent it to you, or that's stupid to do that? Or do you care?
He doesn't care.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you really think that?
Yeah.
No, I really didn't think it was.
Can you send that to Mike? Oh, you have an email? You can send it to your email.
Because it does look like silverware.
That's what we should have did anyway.
He said that. That's exactly what I thought as well.
Can you send that to his email?
Absolutely.
Do you have Mike's email?
I do.
We're going to send it to your email. So that's pretty cool, huh?
That's pretty cool. So maybe next time I come on, I'll find something else.
Well, yeah, and then we'll challenge Mike. Where did Mike go with? Did he even get the answer?
I don't think he did.
No. What did you go with?
What? Oh, no, I went with the
yeah, he
the
got it right, Lego lamp.
Yeah, because it wasn't just that it's silver. Look, if you look at the end of it, it looks like something
I mean,
from
come
a set
come
of
on, you can clamp
lip.
Someone's finger in there and
no, I get
hold
that.
It.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, I'm pretty positive that there were kids, older brothers probably,
yeah.
that put their younger brother's finger in that and squeezed. I'm sure of that.
Sure.
Not necessarily surgically, but...
Can you do the Dunedin commercial again, please?
I was getting ready to do Red Rooster, but I can go back to Dunedin.
No, do Red Rooster. Do Red Rooster.
Okay, so this was just, we're kind of thinking a little old school, a little swing. I don't know if the volume would be good enough, but this is just, and again, we're just doing intros and outros
yeah.
today.
You like ready, this. Mike?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know if you, I'll bring it up here a little bit. Heirlooms for all your rooms, Red Rooster Antiques. You know, if you're looking for something that's really unique, vintage, that's going to be an heirloom, was an heirloom, is about to be an heirloom, you can need to come to Red Rooster because when we cluck, no, we don't want to say that out. Sometimes I get in trouble when I just ad-lib my radio.
That's okay.
But anyway.
But that's so good. I can
see that. It
just gets
your attention.
It does.
And then we close with, again, heirlooms for all your rooms, Red Rooster Antiques.
Sounds good to me.
Then you know what? I would have a rooster crowing in the
absolutely.
Back room.
That's
oh, no,
it
no.
at the
absolutely.
End.
Right
absolutely.
At the end? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Which, when a rooster, Mike, you ready for this question?
Yes, sir.
When a rooster lays an egg and it's on the roof, which way does it fall down?
Wait, is this about the electric train? Which way does the steam go?
Ah, Mike. Mike wasn't born last night.
He got it.
So can you do the Dunedin refrigeration
sure.
again?
Yeah.
And then we have a new landscaping lady that I wanted to do something for too. Is she has landscape and lawn service, and she's going to get $50 off in the next coupon book. And her phone number is, and she designed the ad herself, and she did a great job. 727-437-7350. And I like the way she did it, because you just glance at the end, you know she does landscape and lawn service. And we're going to be coming into the rainy season soon, so this is going to be a perfect time. She's a real go-getter, and she did an ad in our next coupon book. And I would think there would be a name, but I see landscape and lawn service. That's the main point.
Maybe that's her name, landscape and lawn service.
Maybe that's it. Maybe. Well, anyhow. So you ready, Mr.
Sure,
Mike?
I can do it again. Yeah. I may not get the end. I may not come right in where I'm supposed to, like I did before. That was pretty good timing. But it basically goes like this: Dunedin Refrigeration, the quality of your indoor air. Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares. When you're looking for someone that is dependable, when you need indoor quality, you want comfort, you need a professional you can depend on, that's Dunedin Refrigeration. Dunedin Refrigeration. Someone you can trust, someone who cares.
Wow.
And I'm sold already.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you why, you know. So thanks for asking. Why would you want to drink? So here's the thing, and we were talking about. So jingles today have a lot of areas that you can use them. So it's not just about the radio's great, obviously. We're on the radio. You want to get your message out there because radio is theater of the mind. So when you hear that rooster, you're going to see, ideally, your logo. But
that's right.
You mentioned the magazine. I'll tell you something a lot of people are doing now, too, is I can make that coupon sing. How do I make that coupon sing? Because the coupon now has a QR code on it. When they scan the QR code, it takes them to a landing page with a thank you welcome video that intros and outros with the song.
That's amazing.
So if you're doing social media, like on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere, on a website, if you've got and even on your website, if you've got a place where there's a video, what I know is this. Most people, I think this would be fair to say, Mike, most people right now don't need you. Most people
That's
don't
true.
Need you right yeah. now.
That's right.
However,
yep.
they will.
However, they're going to.
That's right.
And what I always tell business owners that I meet when I'm doing a campaign for them and talking about their advertising is there's two kinds of ads. There's an ad that just is a call to action right now. Come in now because you need to get that car, or come in to get the tune-up, or if you're hot, you need to call me now.
That's right.
And that's for someone who's ready to buy now, and it needs to be a compelling reason to pick up the phone or go to the website or do whatever.
Absolutely.
But for everybody else that isn't not comfortable, they're not even listening because you're just another announcer.
That's
but if you have
yep.
a melody and a message that subconsciously gets stuck in their head, it becomes a branding piece. It only takes 5 seconds. And Mike, you know this. I saw several brands, but if you do a campaign and you feature only one of them, they actually pay for it. Because with co-op, you can get Carrier or Train or whatever manufacturer helps pay for your ad. But
yep.
when you sing your name at the end, that's what they're going to remember.
Sing his name again at the end.
Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares.
I could see people, just real quick, I could see people hearing that.
Yeah.
And then like an hour later singing that. You ever find yourself hearing a song on the radio? Mike, do you? I mean, I really mean this.
No, absolutely.
I really could see someone saying, however, say it again.
That's exactly what you want. Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares. And yes. by the way, I'd like to take credit, but Mike wrote that. I didn't. It's on his website.
Oh, really?
Well, I'd like to say
see
something.
How Mike nice... didn't, see how Mike didn't even say nothing?
He didn't take his... No, I don't, yeah, and Mike, I don't know if you wrote it or a marketing person, but we'll give whoever wrote it credit because it was on the website. And, you know, sometimes if someone doesn't have a slogan, like we were talking, so Heirlooms for All Your Rooms is new because we didn't have a slogan.
That's correct.
I just kind of wrote that for him to go with the jingle. So it's catchy.
Mike, let me just ask you a question. What do you like about it, and what don't you like about what you heard?
No, I like it because it's true. That is something that's sticking in your head.
Yeah.
At least it does for me.
Is there anything you didn't like about it?
No, I thought it was really good.
Besides the singer.
Besides the
Well, that's what I wanted to say. You have a good voice.
Well, thank you.
That's
but
part
I'm,
of it.
I'm the
yes.
I'm the stunt singer. I mean, if you want to, and that I probably would forward. I told you, I just, one of your prior guests, I happened to meet, totally unrelated, and just met and wrote a campaign for yesterday. The timing of it is she heard it and liked it, and last night I had some studio singers in L.A., and they actually sang her campaign. So if you want to hear what something sounds like, that's
do you have it now?
I do. I can. Who do I email it so he can listen to it?
Tom. You know, Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can really trust and care.
Close.
You want me to be the singer?
No.
Wait, one more time.
It was close. That
Mike,
was
let
close.
Me see you do it, buddy. Ready? Go.
You talking to me?
Yes, Mike. You got to sing it. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares.
Whoa, yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
You're fired, Mike. It was no good. It was terrible. But still, you're the big boss, so that's all that matters. You know what you say to the big boss? You always say, yeah, that's it was good, right? Kill the messenger. It used to be you'd go to the king and say, hey, king, we're losing. And kill that messenger. Send me another messenger. Right? He's the big boss, though. So you got to say it's good. But you ever see that sometimes? Right? You know, but the truth is, Mike, you're not the guy. Okay.
So what email would I?
Huh?
What email would I?
Just go over and talk to him.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so tell us, Mike, what specials you got going on at Dunedin Refrigeration.
Well, we don't. The manufacturers have, money off equipment. They have all kinds of stuff going on. Normally, that'll run until the end of March. And then by April, when it gets hot out, everything's rolling until next September or so. So the best time, if you're thinking of getting an air conditioner, is the months of February or March, because that's when you're going to get the best deals.
There
in
you
June,
know.
Nobody's
sure.
giving money off of an air conditioner.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Do you know, like, this is back during the recession, during the Carter years, I was doing, I was in school then,
and I was studying advertising, right? And they found out that during the recession, right, they can judge it by the Fortune 500 companies. Half the companies that turned down advertising, because that's when recession, right, the ones that advertised during the recession, right, they rated their return to, like, success. And the ones that kept the name out there during the recession were the ones mm-hmm. that pulled out quicker.
Yeah.
So now during these months, when you're advertising, whoever it is, uh-huh. when it gets hot, what are you going to think? You got to yeah. think Dunning Refrigeration.
That's right.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So during the slow times, if you tell this to someone, because I sell advertising, right, they think I have a motive, which I do have a motive, of course. To say you don't have a motive, I do have a motive. But you do have the client's best interest.
Of course.
Right? And when you care and really have the client's best interest and want what's best for them, they can feel it and see it. But really, like with Mike, I would say advertise
absolutely.
During the slow time. Yep. And then when the big times hit, you're going to take off like a rocket ship.
Yep.
And that's studies that were done on Fortune 500 companies. This is really true. Harvard University did the study. But again, this is the time to advertise, no matter what. And then when you when the fuse gets lit, who's going to take off first?
You are.
Right.
Dunedin Refrigeration.
I'm already yep. sold.
You already sold?
I've heard it so many times.
Checks in the mail. Checks. Am I doing a sales pitch right now?
Yeah.
Or am I being honest?
You're being honest.
I'm speaking from my heart.
Yes.
Right. What's in the best interest for Dunedin Refrigeration? Yeah. What's in? Because I'm trying to keep saying the name.
Yeah.
It's all part of the game, but I want to keep brand that name.
It's out there. It's out there.
Isn't this the time that I know what my clients around the country? Isn't this the time, Mike, that you're doing a lot of the service agreements and the maintenance to make sure that they're up and running and smooth, so that you know when it does get warmer, they're going to work properly?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why most of my I've got 10 service techs. So that's what we're doing right now. I mean, commercially, a lot of times you're still running air conditioning, even when it's cooler out, but you have a big people load inside,
yeah.
you know, and lights and everything else. So you do get some no cool calls. And chilly nights, you'll get some no heat calls. But yeah, this is primarily the time you're doing all those checkouts to get everybody set up for summer.
Right, and this is the time to strike because you'll get the best deal. That's for the listeners.
Yeah. Now this is the time of year also that all the manufacturers bring out all their deals. And I tell people, you know, if you're going to get an air conditioner, don't wait till June, because there are no deals in June. Manufacturers won't budge at all. But right now, they want to get a good start to the year. So this is the time that you do it.
Right, and you know, we have something, and I hope I say it right because he got mad at me, but a guy that does our online stuff,
mm-hmm.
bccoupons.com.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a website too. I was thinking
absolutely.
Email. But bccoupons@the end of it,
mm-hmm.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is have him, with your permission, take this commercial and put it on our website so anybody that wants to listen to it. And also get it on our Facebook. And to let you know that this guy, that it's just amazing, but we have something from Kenya, right? An orphanage type deal that Paul, who runs it, it's just amazing what we were able to accomplish. They're called a weird name for their money, whatever it is, I can't remember it. But we didn't even donate that much, so I want to be real. It wasn't that much. It was $250. That's it. So I don't want you to think, oh, we went all. But you'd be surprised how far in a African-American, how do I say that, poorer neighborhood? Is that politically correct? Or
yeah, I suppose.
I don't want to hurt. I don't want to be in. I'm so worried about being politically correct. But anyhow. We have this thing. We just got a thing where they were showing how they got food and they put it toward getting water. And it was just, it made me feel good. So that's something Mike did, and if Mike doesn't mind me talking about this real quick, but this underprivileged disabled child needed a bicycle.
Yeah, and
Mike made a big contribution toward it. So, like, he does it behind the scenes. I even took it to where all the girl wanted was a bicycle, but she was disabled. And Mike made a big donation to help us out with it. And, you know, I just want to thank you with that, Mike. And we have film of the girl getting the bicycle, the father crying. It was just amazing. And then Gary Titus, who does all these things with the Boy Scouts and all that, he's like, we can't get him on now because we can only get one line in at a time. But I want you to know, too, it's not just about, like, promoting businesses and making money. Don't get me wrong. Making money is important, right? But it's not my purpose, because there's a difference between a purpose and a goal. A goal is an accomplishment. It has a beginning and an end. And a purpose gives meaning to life. It's like people that have a purpose in life, it's like the tombstone theory is, what do you want written on your tombstone? And what I'm saying with Mike at Dunning Refrigeration, it's not going to be that he ran a great air conditioning company. But with Mike from Dunning Refrigeration, what's going to be written on his tombstone is good. But here's a man that helped others achieve their goals. So in turn, he achieved his. And he cared. And he was a good father. Notice it says nothing about that he made a lot of money and he ran a big organization. And, I mean, that's how I see you, Mike. I see you a man who cares. And the special guest that I was going to have on today was going to talk about that. But we'll have to do that another time. But you're a great man, Mike. And this is before I even knew him, right? Like, every time I heard people that worked for him or things of that nature, it was always like, Mike. And then it was always something nice. So your parents are proud of you, Mike. How's that?
Yeah, right. I think so. My father's passed, and my mother's in a home. She has Alzheimer's, so, which is kind of scary when you have that in the family.
Yes, no doubt.
But I appreciate the kind words.
Well, Brian, that's from my heart. There's no paper in front of me, right?
People, there's something about you. Remember that chamber thing over at the Ace Hardware a few years ago?
Yes.
We had a 50-50, and I was up announcing everything. And we had a 50-50 where 50% of it would go to, you know, the chamber and the other. And, I mean, Brian won and donated his half that he won also. So, I mean, you got a good guy sitting right in there on this.
Do you know why I did that, too? I kid you not. This is the truth, even though it's the right thing to do. Don't get me wrong. But I watched The Prince of Bel-Air. Do you remember Will Smith? He won the thing and then he didn't want to give half of it. Like, and then the uncle was chasing him to get the money. I don't know. I like that. Did you like Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, I did like that show.
Did you like that, Mike? I mean, I don't know if you remember Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
A while ago, man. Sure.
Yeah, so that's what...
I was always hooked on Married with Children.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I loved it how they could just...
That show always made me laugh.
Yeah, I loved it how they could just change a character in some of these sitcoms, and, like, you don't think, oh, this is just a new husband. Remember they changed the husband in Midstream for the neighbor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool stuff there. So one more time, if you don't mind, Dunning Refrigeration.
Oh, hold on.
Hook it up, baby.
Hold on.
And then we're going to get this out there.
And then I got some. I was going to play you one other thing if you want. Okay.
But I just also like to say about bcccoupons.com. We have an online magazine also that's run by Paul. And he also runs the Facebook, and he runs all the stuff for our computer stuff. And I need to give a shout out to him, how thankful I am for what he does for the company.
Okay. One more time, I think we'll be able to hear this. This is Dunedin Refrigeration. Dunedin Refrigeration, quality of your indoor air. Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares. You know, Mike's not just a good guy. He's a friend of Brian. And Brian and Mike, they're really good guys. And they do really good things in the community. So when you want good things in the community, remember, Dunedin Refrigeration. Someone you can trust. Someone who cares.
I can see that being big. I can.
Absolutely.
I can.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
great.
Very good stuff.
I love it.
We'll follow offline.
Yeah, my friend out there, the insurance guy, come on. Anyhow, so did you want to do the Red Rooster one more time?
I can do the Red Rooster again, and if you want, I actually queued it up there.
Okay, real quick.
Well, before, what I was going to do is I can do Red Rooster. I was going to actually show you how a commercial goes from me here live in the room to actually studio. So I thought I would do, well, I'm going to do Red Rooster real quick, if you got time.
Yes.
I'll do that, and then I'll kind of give you the quick how I got to this particular campaign for Ineth, who was here. She told me recently. You remember
okay.
her?
Sure.
She does the laser.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And I could use that. What it is, it's Mike. She does Botox. You ever hear of that?
No, actually, it's a laser, an FDA-approved laser that smooths out your wrinkles and helps get rid of inches and things
I've
like that.
I've been getting the treatment from Ineth, actually.
Okay, well, good. She's a happy customer.
So there you go. So here is the donut again for Red Rooster, and then I'll show you. We'll take 2 seconds, and then I'll be out of your hair.
Okay.
Here we go. Heirlooms for all your rooms, Red Rooster Antiques. Okay, there you go. Okay.
That's good.
So yeah, I had to get that in there.
That's good.
So. But so this was just kind of, we had a conversation. We said, well, the target we're looking for, they do men, but probably predominantly women, and looking for kind of a medium jazzy kind of feel, yeah. You know, somewhat classy. And she was playing around with a slogan of hers as well. So we really talk about the brand and what you're looking for. So I'm going to play this, I'm going to sing it, and then I'm going to let you know what happens when we put actual studio people on there so it sounds really good. So I'm going to embarrass myself by trying to sing it first, and then we'll let the boss man play it for real. So it goes like this. Flawless by Ineth. Do you wanna look flawless? Smooth out your skin. Do you wanna lose inches in weight? Love the body you're in. There's a new wrinkle in anti-aging. With Flawless by Ineth, you'll be fresh-faced and flawless.
Wow. And just so everybody knows, she's running a 50% off special right now for new clients. So you save basically $800.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. Don't forget me, Ineth. And you wanna hear what LA studio singers that are actually Broadway actor and actresses sound like?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, we got someone.
Flawless by Ineth. Do you wanna look flawless? Smooth out your skin. Do you wanna lose inches and weight? Love the body you're in. There's a new wrinkle in anti-aging. With Flawless by Ineth, you'll be fresh-faced and flawless.
Much better than you.
I think he's pretty good, though.
No.
I think he's pretty
that
good.
That was much better. You're fired. What'd you think, Mike?
It was good.
It was good. Okay. I think the better one was Dunedin Refrigeration.
Well, it also doesn't hurt that we've heard Dunedin Refrigeration now like 8 times, not once.
You know I'm kidding. I think you're great.
No, it's all in fun. The thing that...
That's a joke. You know, I'm saying that like as a friend.
I appreciate that. And the beauty of this and the way people work with me is it costs absolutely nothing to do an interview, fill out a questionnaire. I write and present something to you like you guys heard live. Yeah. And if you like it, we talk about how it works, the license, and then we go into the studio.
We'll figure something out. Right now, I got to get my friend
Absolutely.
On here.
Anthony. Thank you guys for having
yes,
me.
Thank you for being on. What'd you think, Mike?
I thought I'm having a good time.
Would you like to be part of our creative team in coming up with spots for our customers? I don't.
Sure.
Why not, right? Every week we'll do this.
Absolutely.
All right, so do you have health insurance, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, let this gentleman explain to you, if you don't mind. I know you're a busy guy, but tell him what you guys do there at the health insurance agency that you're with.
My name is Anthony Carpenter with Compass Health Consultants. We're a independent agency. We contract with over 120 different carriers, and we have a concierge service that service all markets from the individual to Medicare, to small groups, to large groups. The difference with us is because we work with so many different agencies is we can customize your healthcare solutions for you based on your needs or your pre-existing conditions, your budget, or all of those, depend on each person.
Right. It's important to have the right. You know when you find out you have the wrong insurance?
You go to the doctor.
Yeah.
When you need
you're
it.
In trouble.
Like my son right now, he went in for a hernia, and like his deductible was like $7,000, I think, something to that. Have you ever heard of a deductible that high?
Well, the average deductible on a healthcare exchange plan is $8,550, $17,100 for a family.
So you don't even get to use it, if you think about it. Because unless it's catastrophic, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the actual starting deductible. Each tier on the ACA plans are built that way. And you can do private insurance. There's different.
But it's almost like not having insurance is what I'm trying to say.
Well,
I'm just saying, only for catastrophic.
Well, your wellness is covered at 100% based on the Affordable Care Act. So wellness, mammograms, colonoscopies, you know, all those things are covered there. It just, each person's different depending on what they use.
Well, most
people
that need to be on that program don't have $7,000. That's why they're on that program. You get what I'm saying?
Understand completely.
It's like putting the cart before the horse.
Well, we try.
My son can, though. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that he can't.
Well, then we look at private insurance, you know, based on each individual. But we like to do, which I think is important for anybody that has a deductible. I don't know about you, but we like to use a thing called deductible insurance. It covers accidents, sicknesses, hospitalizations.
I want you to call my son on that because he would be interested in
it. And that's what it's there for. So if you got kids and your kid breaks an arm, you take him to the emergency room, instead of having to pay that $9,000, that's what that insurance is there for.
Mike, you know, like, I hate asking questions when the answer could be none of your business. But with that said, Mike, what's your deductible?
I couldn't tell you. To tell you the truth, probably $1,000.
Right. So what does that mean, his deductible is $1,000?
It all depends on each plan. You could have a deductible, but you could have co-insurance, max out of pocket. So it depends if it's a group, individual. Each plan's different. We have to ask questions, look at it, and compare it to, you know, what he's looking at.
Can someone like Mike, just using him as an example, can he discuss it with you and you find a better plan? Or do you ever see people, like when you discuss it with them, again, I hate to use the word motive again, but like, do you want to switch someone? Because you see some insurance companies, when they switch you just to tell you, and don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay, but they get a commission by switching someone.
Absolutely. And
right, and it's not in the client's best interest, but because the insurance guy is switching so he can pay the commission all over again. Have you ever heard of that?
Let's call a spade a spade. It happens a lot in the insurance industry.
Right. So I wouldn't want Mike to think if you went there, you're trying to get a commission. But can you really go to someone like him and really have their best interest and get them, say, a better plan that fits their needs?
That's 100% of what I do. I got into this because of my heart injury that I had going through it as a customer. And listen, we can't help everybody. I'll just give you an example. You work for Tesla. I mean, their group health insurance plan is amazing. I'm going to tell you 100% of the time, stay with Tesla. So if it's a better plan, better coverage, we're here to help you out and say the same thing.
Do you know who has the best health care plan they figured out? Oh, hey, Mike, I'm going to ask you a question. Who do you think has the best health care of any organization?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Congress.
Congress.
Amazon, I don't
yeah,
know.
Congress voted in for themselves, right? It's called the Platinum Program or something, the gold. It's everything, right? and it extends to their family members and everything. And they figured out that the best plan with the deductibles and all that is that the best organization, number one, was Congress. And then it was like Pepsi or something like that afterwards. And but Congress took care of themselves. They voted in the premium insurance. Are you surprised to hear that they voted?
Probably with no deductible.
Right. Yeah. And every congressman voted for it, too. It was somehow it was all of a sudden it was bipartisan.
Shocking.
Shocking. But that's true.
Yep.
I'm not trying to get into politics either.
Nope.
No. Because then that's terrible. What is the other thing? Religion and politics?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have a question, Mike, for either the insurance man or the rooster?
Well, I know I'm with United Healthcare, but you know it's kind of a group policy or something because I've got about 32 employees. I think all of them are seriously expensive. Most all of them. I don't know. Is there a better company, or are they all pretty much the same?
I'm going to tell you, United Healthcare is a very good company, and I'd be lying if I told you I don't write a lot of business with United Healthcare. It's not just the company. It boils down to the plan based on the number of employees that you have. And that's definitely a private conversation, but depending on the employees and the amount of coverage, you know, the law does state that, you know, by law he has to cover 50%, but how it's structured, what's the structuring of it, there's different types of structuring that allow you, based on the employees you have, to save a lot of money on your cost as well as a significant return of premium at the end of the year. So there are those options available for you depending on the type of plan that you have.
Okay.
Would you, and again, I hate doing this on the air too, but would you be interested in, of course, knows a sentence, but you can see he's really knowledgeable. Would you like him to see if he can get you a better deal?
Yeah, but right now I'd like that, I think.
Yeah, and then you know, just knowledge of anything, even if you don't do business with him, you'll have knowledge of what the different plans are, and then even a year from now you can make a decision on it. But knowledge is power.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a good idea.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to talk to you. Yeah. And if it's just for information purposes, that's fine. If it's just for service, you know, once again, I'm not going to knock a company I do a lot of business with. And it just boils down
maybe to... Maybe it's a different policy you can put them in that's
in
his bed.
Hundreds of different structures and policies.
Yeah. How do you know which out of 100 policies to take? How do you know unless you're an expert?
Even experts need help. I still have to reach out and get help a lot, too, to just weed through what's best for the customer based on the information they give us.
There you go. Okay. The Red Rooster, what do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say come and visit us. We can't wait to see you. We're at 30113 Highway 19 North in Clearwater. And come on in. We're having a 20% off sale.
What's the landmark where they can find you?
We're right across the street from Home Depot, just before Curlew.
There you
and
go.
And next to Dan Fans.
Next to Dan's Fans. Mike's going to introduce himself to you.
I'm going to get I hope he gives me a fan for this deal because we pitched him a lot.
And so, Mike, in closing, what would you like to say about Dunedin Refrigeration?
Dunedin Refrigeration, someone you can trust, someone who cares.
Very good. Love you, Mike.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.